Welcome to the Fan Experience Experience with Darren and Mark and a special guest.
And welcome to the Fan Experience Experience podcast series. Each of our podcasts will explore a different element of the fan experience and fan engagement. Some of them will look at the matchday experience, while others will explore broader themes. But every podcast aims to deliver value to anybody listening in football, or indeed any other spectator sport. So, whether it's general advice you need or ways to help you start a conversation with your own colleagues, we reckon that a regular dose of the fan experience will make a difference for you. So join me, Mark.
And me, Darren, as we explore ways of improving the experience on match days, making clubs more sustainable and relying less on winning to keep fans engaged.
Well, as I'm sure now, you now know we're all over you all like a rash at the moment. We've got our Instagram account at fanexperience.co, the newly launched website at fanexperienceco.com, Twitter at fanexperienceco. We're everywhere. And of course, what we're trying to do is, become your reliable home of the fan experience, especially in these post-COVID times. But today's podcast's a little different. Today's podcast is one of our specials, and our guest is Marcos Picallo Aguilar from the Barcelona Innovation Hub. But before we introduce Marcos, Darren and I, how are you, Darren? How are you doing?
Yep, pretty good. I've been very busy finishing off things from, I can say, last season now, can't I? I can definitely call
you
it.
You can, yeah, I think you can. Although I think the SPFL starts on Saturday, so the close season's about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I've completely lost track of what month it is anyway, so I'll just stick to last season and next season.
Yeah, and you did well. I usually try to throw you with an opening question that you're not expecting, so you're prepared for that.
I was a little bit more prepared today. Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing with Barcelona, as any of our followers will know, is that both myself and our producer, Juan Luis, of course, have strong connections with Catalonia, and my other half. The family are half English and half Catalan, so we've always had a kind of connection to Catalonia. And so you can imagine that the opportunity to actually work with the Barcelona Innovation Hub and create an online certificate in fan engagement was, I mean, if you can say it, a dream come true in an industry that's full of dreams that are usually unfulfilled. So it's an absolute delight to introduce to you, listeners, Marcos Picallo Aguilar. Marcos, how are you?
All good, Mark. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Well,
it's an honor to be here.
Well, that's the sound of a man who's about to take his holiday, relaxed and chilled. We met in November when you very kindly invited me across to Barcelona to record some introductions to the certificate and also, you know, to talk about the content. It's been such a fantastic opportunity. And, you know, for Darren and I, we always talk about values. You know, it's our belief that you know, clubs fundamentally these days may appear to be corporate assets, but really they are community assets. They're there to represent something special, to stand for something, and more than anything, to give back. Darren, you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And so being able to do something for Barcelona, Més que un club, more than a club that is member-owned and a club that has stood for not just Catalonia, but the same, that kind of sense of specialness, of wisdom that kind of applies in that part of the world, was a real privilege. And Darren, I know you've got some opening questions just about the origin of the hub, the Barcelona Innovation Hub. So I'll let you start.
Yeah, hi, Mark. I mean, it was just for me, I guess, the chance to understand it a bit more. And you know, Mark told me a lot about what he's been doing on the actual individual modules, but. You know, I'd love to know a little bit more about the hub itself and how it all came about.
Sure. The hub, the B hub, like we call it, that stands for Barça Innovation Hub, was born really long time ago. But the thing is, it was really born in 2016. The idea, though, comes from a long, long, long time ago. And it was born as a need to build up what Mark just mentioned, actually, the more than a club, the Més que un club, and that's what the club stands for, have to be matched at every single day. So basically, we built Barcelona up as the center for innovation, education, and knowledge within the club. So it's basically a transversal department that looks after all the projects that have to do with all those areas. And that means master degrees, congresses, e-learning platform, consulting in sports, new technologies to apply, or new projects or new products and services to apply in different areas of the club. We work in both lines, sports science and sports management. And we work very aligned to the strategic plan that the club approved in 2015. This was the first time ever in FC Barcelona's history that a strategic plan was set up and approved by the board and by the socios, the members. And I know it sounds weird, but because any big corporation, big company, club, or sport institution normally has a strategic plan, but we didn't until 2015. Until then, the plan was win, win, and win everything. but this was a strategic plan set up more for the business side. Yeah. And there's where we come in as a department, as a new department, as a new project that kind of hosts and funnels all these little projects that I just mentioned.
And one of the things that was really, for me, interesting when I was sort of just having a look before the podcast was obviously that, you know, football is so sort of competitive, and obviously everyone's always trying to get one over on their rivals on the pitch. But obviously this is something that sort of everyone can benefit from. So obviously it's not just internally, but it's people outside the club can get a huge benefit as well, and actually would help other clubs. So was that part of the thinking?
Exactly right. The part of the thinking was, by building Barcelonavision Hub, we and at the same time we were building an ecosystem within the sports industry, with Barcelona in the center as a leader that unites all these parts. So basically, now 3 years after, we can say we do have a very strong ecosystem that entitles clubs, sport institutions, federations, universities, research centers, hospitals, startups, big corporations, partners within the club like Gatorade, that is a partner of the club, or Rakuten or Konami. Those are big corporations normally that work as a partner, as a sponsor. What we don't like to call them sponsors anymore. For us, they're partners. And then we mingled all of them in one ecosystem to work together in those challenges. So now we are in the center, but there's already projects going on within this ecosystem that FC Barcelona only acted as the man in the middle, you know, connecting the dots, basically.
I remember one of our early conversations, Marcos, and when you were explaining this to me, you said, you know, effectively what we're trying to do is bring to life the club's intrinsic values. And in saying more than a club, you're saying do things that you wouldn't expect clubs to do, like share. And you said, even with Madrid, you know, and it's kind yeah. of, and that's kind of, you know, the one thing that, you know, everyone will know, whatever your knowledge, your specific knowledge of FC Barcelona is, that of the huge rivalry with Madrid. But this is something that, like you say, an ecosystem that intends to share all the knowledge that Barcelona and its partners have built up over the years, and hope to benefit the whole of the industry. And I have to say that from the contacts that I've had, the people who've approached me to ask me questions about the certificate, from all over the world, you know, it's not just people from Western Europe, or you might expect the States, but actually everywhere, you know, Southeast Asia, from Africa, and from Latin America, which I think gives you an indication of the power of those values and that FC Barcelona crest, you know?
Totally. I mean, the part of the projects, or the three main goals of the project basically were brand exposition, of course, generating a new revenue stream.
Yeah.
And number three was adding up to the values and adding up to the club and more than a club.
Yeah.
And what I explained to you is still stands. I mean, we're working with many different clubs in many different countries in all continents. that's, and I have to explain, this is the first step of the project was building that e-learning platform that I mentioned before. With the online gathering and with the online expertise that we were trying to build and then share worldwide, that's that has given us a real expansion and a real exposure towards the world. So right now, we do have presence of our students in more than 175 different countries, in more than three different languages, and all continents, including, and people there reflected are from all sorts of industries related to sports, and not only football.
Yeah.
Because what we were trying to do is, hey, we are a club, a football club, of course, like our own name says, Football Club Barcelona, but we do have 13 different sports represented in the house. All team sports. We don't have individual sports, but we do want to get those sports also outside of the box, you know, because everybody, mainly in Europe, we're football fans, you know, we love football. It's number one, but hey, there's other sports out there. There's other people involved. There's so much change and so much different stuff going on, so many different sports that we want to help also to develop those sports. Mainly now, we do focus a lot, and we're focusing a lot this new season, upcoming season, on the women's sports, because it's trending, and FC Barcelona has been having teams on women since 20, 30 years ago, at least. In football, more. In football, it's been 55 years, I believe, from the women's football team. But just now, recently, 2 years ago, I believe, it was professionalized.
Yeah.
So we're kind of helping that too.
What's the connection with the club and the innovation hub? So are you able to leverage lots of support from within the club for your projects?
Yes. I mean, we're part of the club. We're a department, an area of the club. We're part of the strategy and innovation area of the club. So we just act like any other department, like communication department or marketing and partnership and commercial departments, digital department, IT, like any other. So we work closely with all other departments, all other projects, and we do everything we can to help them get solutions to their challenges. As well as what Mark was saying, gathering that knowledge of each one of the areas of expertise of the club and then sharing it with the world and with the rest of the industry throughout throughout the Universitas, Barça Universitas project, which is basically how we call the online platform of education.
Yeah. Let's talk about the specific certificate that we're doing. Because, mm-hmm. For us, it's been a really useful chance to record everything we've learned in the kind of 15 years that the business has been established and the 20 years that we've been working in football. I mean, for those who are new to the concept of the certificate, we're talking about an online certificate, two separate courses. Each course has four modules. Within those modules, there are two units, and each unit has four themes. And so what this allows us to do is to break down the whole concept of fan engagement, attempt an all-embracing definition, which I don't think has been really attempted before, to try and add in what academic studies have been done, but also try to present that within the context of real challenges. And, for lots of people, this is not just about the big clubs. In fact, it's probably true that the biggest emphasis within the course is on clubs outside of the elite, showing what Barcelona has learned about values, but also showing what we've learned about fan engagement, how that can help clubs, and also how that can help students and also people who are looking for a career in sports. I mean, hopefully that's a pretty good description of what you were intending. But from my perspective, Marcos, what I'm interested in learning, and I guess it's because people are asking me this question, is what people who've done this certificate in the past, what has it helped them to achieve?
First, Mark, what you said is 100% accurate. And what I would say that this course or the certificate helps them achieve is gaining the expertise, the knowledge, the experience on those areas, on fan engagement, on fan experience, because what we try to do is Well, you explained it perfectly, actually. It's break down basically with a very good structure, all the specifics with examples, with theory, of course, but with practical examples as well that can help them either on their daily jobs, either to get inside the industry or to gain experience on a future project, for example. We've received a lot of petitions from people regarding event organization, for example. They're very interested in the aspect of the fan, of the attendee in their case, because maybe what we're feeling in the platform as well is there's, I would say, 80 something percent or 90% of our students are within the sports industry or entertainment industry.
Yeah, there's great crossover there, of course. And, you know, I think, again, echoing the kind of global, ecosystem that you've talked about. Capabilia from Cordoba, the team over there who've been helping me put this together. And it's not simply something that you read, but it is interactive in as much as there are videos, there are activities, there are links. You know, it's been quite something to go through this. So if we go back, I mean, obviously the strategy was 2015, so there are probably not too many certificates out there so far. But what kind of feedback have you been getting on the other ones? I know a friend of mine, Jeff Wilson, who many of our listeners will know, did the digital marketing one. How have they gone down? You know, what kind of levels of take up and engagement are you getting?
Well, first, our engagement is of course very, very high. And what we experienced is the level of accomplishment and work of the people that are the students that are attending the courses is outrageous compared to other online platforms where the levels of students that finish are 20-30%. We have between a 75 and an 85% of our students always finish the courses. Everything, like you said, the videos, the activities, the exams, everything. So, and that I believe it's for two reasons mainly. One is, of course, the brand and the FC Barcelona brand that is very powerful. And number two, I think the experts that we have on board, such as yourself or Jeff Wilson or many others, and the level of academics and the level of content is so high and so top notch that I think it makes it so different and a very unique learning platform for our students. I think that's a game changer here.
And it's also interesting that part of the part of our partnership involves us actually being then free to deal with specific queries from the students as well. I think that's nice. I know it's part of a standard study package that you can talk to your tutor, but I think when it's global, it's nice that the digital capability can bring that possibility in, so that somebody from Tanzania or, I don't know, Sri Lanka or, Canada can actually get in touch and say, I'm really interested in this passage on the use of values in, non-league football. Can I talk to you about it? I think that's fantastic, because that it stops it being a kind of a dry piece of theory. And, it starts to become a kind of a living form of study.
Actually, Mark, it's interesting that you mentioned it because this was the next, this is the next phase of the project, which is building what we call the community, the contributors. So basically, now that we have a very strong base of experts and courses, materials, and students, now we're starting to build the community. So we're starting to get a lot of connections between our students from different courses with the experts, without the experts, to build new projects, to exchange new ideas, to write articles, to help them on their PhDs, for example. And that's what we're developing for this season. So with this season, our next goal is to have within the platform the community where they can exchange all this, even if it's work, professional, personal, whatever. Building a strong community of the sports industry with Barcelona Innovation Hub in the middle.
Wow, I think it's really interesting because that's probably one thing that you just don't see very much of in football, and that's a huge amount of collaboration between lots of individuals. So, you know, we see lots of people go off and do things on their own, but you know, there's obviously a lot of strength in numbers, and I guess that's one of your main aims, is that you'll develop projects in future, Marcos, that will make a difference to football as a whole.
I really hope so. Actually, we in the startup side of the Bars Innovation Hub, we've already built some products and services that are already helping the industry, I would say. So, because what we try to achieve as well is that we have a testing field within the club, because as I said, we have 13 different sports. We have more than 2,000 athletes in house. So that's a testing ground that we use to develop products and services, like a tracking system that we developed with a startup here in Spain that's called Real Track Systems. That system that's called the WIMU is being used by several dozens of federations, national teams, clubs, leagues all over the world in football now, as well as in basketball, handball, field hockey, and futsal, which is incredible. That sort of thing is what we're looking at here, trying to test it, develop it jointly with the startup or with the company or with the university research center, and then, hey, put it out there to the market and share it with the rest of the team so we can all walk together towards the innovation, towards the change, the transformation.
It's such, you know, this is such an interesting area. And I think, you know, Darren and I have recently put out a white paper on the post-COVID period. And, you know, there are a lot of economic and health concerns that will dominate thinking. So when stadia are reopened to fans, you know, fans are going to be different. Fans are going to have worries. They're going to have concerns. Some of them may have lost their jobs. I mean, it's been a real struggle for everybody these last few months. And I think this is the point when clubs will really need to stand up and show that community what they stand for, why they're there, why they'd miss them if they weren't there. And I, you know, it does require some different thinking. I mean, Darren, you believe very strongly in that, haven't you?
Oh, incredibly strongly, yeah. I think it's, I don't think anyone's quite realised it yet, but there is going to be a whole new way of thinking that's going to have to come in very quickly. I said earlier that I lost track of time, but I think very soon people are going to say, well, actually, it's August already. We've got, you know, a few weeks, and then, you know, fans are going to be back inside stadiums, and we're almost in our minds still completely in this safety zone, which is right. I get that, but clubs have got to start thinking. But when fans get back, there's going to be a lot of changes, not just to the safety aspect, but to the whole experience. And if they get that wrong, then they almost are going to lose fans rather than get them back into stadiums, which would be a real shame.
And so he says, shamelessly, you know, the combination of Barcelona's values and this fan engagement certificate will hopefully contribute to that discussion, and, you know, at a practical level, hopefully help. So Marcos, you're Floridian originally, yeah, from Miami, is that right?
Yes, I was raised in Miami. Yeah,
that must have been tough with all of that terrible weather.
No, it's a great place to be raised at. I can't deny it.
Yeah, but I guess again, were you bilingual by birth? I mean, that must be. Yeah, that's got to be fantastic. And I guess you're almost trilingual now with Una Amiga de Català. Yeah, one would.
Yeah, trilingual since birth, actually. Because.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. My parents are, and my grandparents are all from Catalonia, but I was raised in the States, so my first language is English. But then they taught me when I was a bit older. They taught me Spanish and Catalan. So I've been living with a trilingual.
Well, that's pretty. I think we'd all pretty much envy that. So, what was your first personal path to the B Hub, as you call it? What was your path to?
Well. So I studied law school, actually. I'm a lawyer. I studied in Madrid. I specialized then in marketing, and then I did a master's degree in the University of California. So I lived in LA for a couple of years, for 2-3 years. Studied there my master's in sports management, and then started working in the industry. First then at USL in the second tier of American soccer. In a club called Orange County, very family owned, small, one of the only remaining independent clubs in the two first tiers. The rest of them are owned by the MLS teams and the MLS owners. Very interesting to start to work in the industry. Then I moved over towards IndyCar Series Motorsports, Formula E. Then I, after a couple of years, I came back to Spain, studied, did a little bit of work in a sports marketing agency, and I took an MBA in sports management. Actually, pretty funny because I took it at Real Madrid Business School.
Oh, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive you that, Marcos.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good, very good choice at the time. It still is. It's a great program.
Well, listen, hey, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. I mean, we could have another podcast talking about your experiences there, but hopefully what the certificate will allow is for young students and people of any age, in fact, interested in career in sport and in particular football, to build their own path as well. And, you know, we are privileged to be working with you. It's been a real honor, Marcos. Thanks to you for being our guest today on the show. Enjoy your holiday. Thanks obviously to Darren once again for being my partner in crime on this podcast, and to our producer, Juan Luis, who for once can actually probably translate this into Catalan for us afterwards for anyone listening. But again, thanks to us, to you from all of us here. We'll see you next time on the Fan Experience Podcast.
And don't forget to check out our new website at fanexperienceco.com. The Fan Experience was recorded live. See you next time.